This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan announced Tuesday that three high-ranking Taliban prisoners will be released in exchange for two longtime Western captives of the insurgent group. President Ghani announced the prisoner exchange during a nationally televised speech, saying it aims to facilitate direct peace talks with the Taliban. The Taliban trio includes Anas Haqqani, whose older brother is the leader of the notorious Taliban-affiliated Haqqani network that bears their name. The two Westerners, American Kevin King and Timothy Weeks of Australia, were kidnapped in August of 2016 outside of the campus of the American University in Kabul, where both men are professors. An airstrike carried out by American forces in eastern Afghanistan has mistakenly killed at least four Afghan soldiers and injured six others. A provincial police spokesman said the overnight incident occurred in the troubled Logar province during clashes between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. The Taliban attack prompted the Afghan National Army to call in U.S. air support, which resulted in the friendly fire incident. The Defense Department says an Army officer has no reason to fear retribution for testifying before Congress in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
During a trip to New York, Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked about potential retribution against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Esper responded, "The Pentagon has protections for whistleblowers," and says Vindman or anyone else who comes forward shouldn't have any fear of retaliation. Vindman is a Ukraine specialist at the White House who testified about concerns President Trump was delaying military aid to Ukraine while pressing that country to investigate political rivals.